This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba.
A central piece of President Trump's platform has been opposing undocumented immigration. He's pushed for more enforcement and promised to build a border wall. But his administration is also focusing a critical eye on how to regulate documented immigrants, non-citizens who are lawfully here. And possible changes to something called public charge could dramatically impact immigrants living in the U.S. right now. KLW's Nina Gensler-Debs went to Oakland to learn about what's at stake for Bay Area immigrants.
A very cute and very squirmy little girl with pigtails twists in the arms of a man who's trying to hold her and talk on the phone. She can't be more than two or three, and she seems to have a cold. They're in the waiting room upstairs at the Asian Medical Center in downtown Oakland, one of the main clinics run by Asian Health Services. The bulk of their clients are Chinese, but they offer services in 12 Asian languages.
We often are considered the safety net for many of the immigrant population in the local area.
That's Tu Quach, head of administration here. Immigrants make up almost a third of Alameda County's population. More than half of that number are people who migrated here from Asia.
We provide primary care, dental, behavioral health, and a lot of prevention services to mostly underserved populations. Many of them are limited English proficient and low income.
The majority use Medi-Cal or Medicare or are uninsured. And many are not U.S. citizens. Right now, they can visit this clinic without worrying that it might affect their ability to live in the United States. But that all might change because of a government designation a lot of people have probably never heard of, public charge.
Just the term public charge is a little bit archaic sounding.
That's Sally Kinoshita from the Immigrant Legal Resource Center. She knows a lot about the very complicated field of immigration law.
So yeah, it's a term and a concept that has been around for more than 100 years.
In order to understand the idea of public charge, we have to go back in time. In 1882, as steamships from Asia and Europe brought hopeful migrants to the U.S., Congress passed a number of restrictive immigration laws. One of them stipulated that U.S. officials send back to their home countries, quote, idiots, lunatics, convicts, and persons likely to become a public charge. By that, Congress meant any immigrant who might need government support, like money or housing, and as such, would become a, quote, charge of the state. And a version of that law still exists today.
Public charge is a concept in immigration law under which the government has determined that someone looks likely to be primarily dependent on government assistance.
Right now, in 2018, a few groups of immigrants are exempt from being considered a public charge. Refugees and asylum applicants, for example. However, certain lawful residents or visa holders who receive cash aid from the government are not exempt.
The kinds of benefits or government assistance programs that qualify include cash assistance, such as temporary assistance for needy families, which is called CalWORKs here in California, or long-term institutionalized care covered by Medicaid.
There are a few situations in which people are asked to demonstrate that they won't become a public charge. Most commonly, it's when a person wants to cross the border into the U.S. or when they want to get a green card. If the official looking at an immigrant's case decides that they are likely to become a public charge, then no entry to the States, no green card. When making this decision, immigration officials have to consider you as a whole person, says Sally.
The government has to consider an individual's age, health, financial assets, education and skills, those kinds of things.
So the fact that someone uses public benefits or has in the past is not enough on its own to make them a public charge. And the process that officials use to test immigrants, considering many aspects of their life, that won't change. But what the government might change is the definition of the term public charge. And that, Sally says, is exactly what the Trump administration wants to do.
In the last few months, there have been a couple of versions of draft proposed regs that have been leaked
to the Washington Post and Reuters
that, if implemented, would result in large-scale changes to the way public charge is defined and applied to immigrants.
Tu Quach from Asian Health Services says the latest leak shows that the administration wants to widely expand what benefits can be considered.
So going beyond cash assistance and long-term care, they want to add things like Medicaid, food stamps, WIC, even subsidies that people receive from the Affordable Care Act.
In the leaked draft, the Department of Homeland Security claims the previous readings of public charge are too narrow. It quotes congressional policy that says immigrants should be self-sufficient or rely on their own families or private organizations for help, not public assistance. But, Tu says, people use public assistance to stay healthy, and these changes would likely increase costs for the U.S.
We can be sure that people will fall, not only fall out of coverage, but even when they have coverage, they'll not come in. And as soon as you lose primary care, you'll see the chronic illnesses or the preventable diseases really rise.
Basically, what she's saying is, if people don't use public services to stay healthy, it could end up costing more if they end up in urgent care. And even though these reported changes to the public charge test aren't even close to becoming law, people are already frightened about what it might mean for them. That's Sophie. She asked not to share her last name. I meet her at the Office of Chinese Affirmative Action in the heart of Chinatown, San Francisco. Sophie moved here from China almost 3 years ago. She tells me that her life is very full. She works a janitorial job and raises her two young kids.
Living here, there are so many barriers, you know, with language being a really big one. And, you know, I'm already working very, very hard and diligently to learn English. I'm taking classes, I'm studying, and I'm really trying hard to integrate and become a part of where I'm living now.
The Department of Homeland Security writes in the leaked draft that about 25% of immigrants use public benefits, which is about the same rate as the native-born population here. Sophie tells me, like many immigrants she knows, she wants to get off public services and become more financially stable.
We're not applying for these benefits our whole life. We're just trying to tie over in this transition. And, you know, we have the power to change our lives. And, you know, we have the ability to create a better life for ourselves.
Sophie uses a number of social services, Medi-Cal, food stamps, WIC, which provides food for babies, and Section 8 vouchers for housing. None of these currently qualify her to be considered a public charge.
So when I found out about the changes with public charge, including the changes that might happen to Medi-Cal, I was in a lot of panic. I felt shaken and there was just so much fear.
She has her green card, which means it's unlikely she could be considered a public charge, even if these proposed changes do go through. But for people who don't have green cards, it could mean a very difficult choice. Give up public services or risk losing their ability to live here. Sophie says her fear comes from feeling like a target. And Tu Quach of Asian Health Services says she sees that happen a lot. Even when new rules wouldn't apply to certain immigrants, they'll still be afraid to go to the clinic for health care.
People are starting to be afraid. And oftentimes we say that it's not always just those at risk, but those who may think that if they're an immigrant, that they're going to put themselves or their families at risk. So they'll just decline services or really go into the shadows and not use a lot of this. And we're afraid that even before any changes have been made, people are changing their behavior already.
Like Sophie, Tu tells me that she needed access to public services when she first arrived in the U.S. at age 5.
We actually had left our country, came here, and we had nothing. We literally came as new immigrants, and we were on Medicaid. We were on food stamps. I was part of this free school lunch program, which was one of my two meals during the day.
She says that help made her who she is today.
It's my story. It's the story of many of the doctors here and the staff here who've chosen to give back to our nation because we're appreciative of what we've gotten. And we've paid back a lot of the public assistance that we were given in multifold.
Tu expects the proposal to modify public charge to be released any day now. and with it, the opening of a public comment period. For her, this is personal, which is why she's not waiting around to try to do something about it. Two is helping to create software that would enable people to submit a comment about these proposed regulations to the government quickly and easily. She's hoping that when the time comes, they'll get at least 100,000 comments, and that the Trump administration will pay attention. In Oakland, I'm Nina Gensler-Debs for CrossCurrents.